Wait. Welcome to another episode of the Power of the Pause with Colleen Falto. We are talking about the power of regulating your central nervous system, how the true block that you have in life. We all want to look at the block between our money, our weight loss, our relationships. It's the fact that your nervous system is in a dysregulated state. You are in fight or flight, and it is pushing what you desire away. Today, my friend Brandy Keenan, I hope I said your last name right, is joining me. And we're just going to chat about your nervous system, signs that your nervous system is dysregulated, and what you can expect when you slow down and do the work to regulate your nervous system. Brandy, thank you so much for joining today.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited. I'm so excited about this and letting me share about nervous system because I know you also work with nervous system regulation and stuff. And once you make the change in the connection, it's kind of like once you make the connection and you can start working on your nervous system, the things that open up for you are just like mind blowing. And I never would have thought, I never realized. I thought it was just quote unquote normal to feel uncomfortable, to feel run into these energetic walls, to not feel even like business wise, to feel like you're kind of repeating the same patterns over and over and over. I had no idea that it was essentially what's going on in the body that's like stopping us. So I thank you for letting me be here.
No, absolutely. I love hearing people talk about it because not enough people talk about the real root of everything. You know, your nervous system, it's gonna put you in either a dysregulated state when you're in a sympathetic nervous system response. Your blood in your body, right, is literally running to your arms and your legs. So you are in a state you can get up and fight or you can get up and run. You know, we all know the analogy that our brains are like a microchip and it's not aware that we're in this age now where you can DoorDash food and you can get it all the time, which is one of the reasons that when you go into fight or flight, emotions are high risk. We want to eat food because our brains are this, you know, computer chip back in the days where you had to hunt your food. Our brains don't have the understanding that there's food at every corner. We don't need to fight for our food. We are actually safe, and our brains are wired to keep us in this state of, is it going to be okay? Is it going to be okay? And it's really on us to use the tools that we have. Breath work, right? Breath work is one of the instant ways you can regulate and just affirm to yourself the safety that you're in. Rewire the neural pathways in your brain so you're not in this emotional driven state of fear, fight or flight.
Isn't it wild? Because you said something about the comfort zone, and it's like it's funny because it's comfortable, quote unquote, to us and our body. And it's like, this is safe. Let's stay here in this space, even though every part of our being is like, gosh, is this so uncomfortable? It's such a weird, like, roller coaster ride because you're like fighting against yourself. I learned a few years ago from Brett Cotter. He does the Stress Is Gone Foundation, and he explained it to me. I'll never forget this because it like opened up so much sense for me. So when we go into that fight or flight mode, when our cells go into that position, and you probably already know this, but they stay there, like they our cells stay in that position for essentially ever until we actively go in there and do something to breathe life back into them to kind of say, hey, it's okay, you're safe, you can come out of there. So we can do the breath work like you talked about. I also, when I was doing research for the chakra course that we have, I also found out that you could chant Om. Like that's a really cool thing to do. So somewhere in the back of my mind, I'm thinking I want to do like a breath work with chanting. That would be way cool,
I
right?
love that.
Right? Because then you get it all. But yeah, so those cells, so now we get to do breath work and we get to open it up. And now we're like sending the blood back in there and we're like, hi, wake up, you're safe, it's okay. And we get to actually like give them life back, which is also why sometimes when we're doing breath work, it can be a little scary at first because people are like, whoa, I'm dizzy and what's going on? You know what I mean? It feels a little outer worldly when you're new to it. Even sometimes when you've been doing it for a while, you get into that good session because everything's essentially been closed off and shut down. And now we're like, hey, let's give you some light, some oxygen. And our body's like you said, starved. We're like starved, even though we're not, but we're starved for this oxygen and this breath, and we don't know how to act. And now it's like, what? So it can kind of be a little
Exactly.
scary at first, too.
And it's really important to understand that your nervous system, all of our nervous systems, will always choose an uncomfortable hell over a comfortable he 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 heaven. We have to realize that. We have to accept that. and give ourselves the compassion that we will give someone, our kids. If your kids are working on a pattern of self-sabotage, if your kids have something that they're working on, you would speak to them in such a kinder way than you speak to yourself. And so compassion, that is one of the big things that all of my clients get rooted in very deeply as you're working to rewire the neural pathways in your brain that are going to this fight or flight, going to this worst case, what's going to happen? What if, what if, what if? And you're learning to trust, but you have to trust yourself. And you can't trust yourself if you're in a dysregulated state. This is why the therapy isn't working. So many people come to me all the time. Been doing therapy for years, and I was doing therapy from when I was 13 on. I didn't discover this nervous system regulation until a couple years ago. Really, it was about 3 years ago that I got into breath work, trauma, understanding how trauma lives in your subconscious mind, how it corresponds to your nervous system, your cortisol, everything.
Yeah, it's wild. I just wanted to touch on absolutely like the compassion that we don't give. Like we would stop somebody from talking to our kids, our partner, our love, our
Oh,
friends
yeah.
like that. We would be like, oh God, no, don't do that. But when it comes to ourselves, it's like all bets are off. So remembering to give that compassion back to ourselves is so huge. Like that's such a good point. I'm so glad you said that. And then the body mind connection for me too, like I didn't get it. And we, especially in the online world, and I mean, I even like I started with network marketing, gosh, probably 15 years ago now. And so everything was about mindset, 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 mindset. What you think about, you bring about. And I get it. You got to have your mind on board. You don't want to walk around like everything sucks because everything will suck. So I understand that. But for me, just like you said, the missing link was getting that body connection. And I mean, I was at the point when I found breathwork, I was like, I mean, I'd done Think and Grow Rich, I'd done Law of Attraction, Law of Assumption. I'm watching The Secret. I'm like, what is wrong with me? Because I'm doing these
Yeah.
things and I'm doing the channeling and I'm saying it before bed and I'm visual. I can get no visualizer, you know? So then you start to think like, well, maybe it's just not meant for me. I was legitimately at the place in my life when I found breathwork, I was like, maybe in this lifetime, it's not meant for me. This lifetime, I'm just supposed to be a regular human, you know, because it shouldn't be this hard. It shouldn't be this much of a struggle. It shouldn't always be there. And then I found my coach, and I almost didn't attend her first call that I went to. And then because I was like ready to be done. I was like, I'm so tired of being in the same master class with 300 people, and they're like, oh my, getting patterns and everything's magic and it's happening. And I'm like, I mean, I learned, but nothing. I didn't get the big shift. And so then when I went on her call, she was like, she said, I mindset worked myself to mediocrity. And I was like, boom, like that was it.
Yes.
We're doing all the mindset work and we're doing the mindset and we're doing, and of course you mindset's important, but at the same time, I was missing the body. So it's like my mind's up here, like, no, cool, I can do this. I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do these great things. And my body was like, bitch, no, you're not. Slow down. You know what I mean? Because it was only regulated to receive the struggle. And it's so wild, right? But
And
that's
that's
normal. That's normal, quote unquote. That's comfortable, which is mind-blowing.
100%. And then when you find yourself, this is why I say therapy alone will not create the sh 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 shift. And it lowers your self-esteem and your self-worth because
Yeah.
you're doing it all. You're seeing, I was in containers where, you know, it was a 25K container and people are building these crazy multiple six-figure businesses. And I'm like, what's wrong with me? Same thing.
Yeah.
Why am I
Yeah.
still struggling? And it's not so much what we really have to understand when we're regulating our nervous system, when we're doing this work. Acceptance is a huge piece. We have to accept where we are. You know, it's not, it's when you understand what you're regulating from, some of it's not going to make sense. But
Oh,
there's
yeah.
two topics, what you feel and what you want to feel. Right. And so the more that we accept it and just lean into whatever emotion's coming up without making it wrong, we accept that we've done this work, we've worked with therapists, we've done courses, and we're still not where we want to be. Then you shift to gratitude for where you currently, what you currently have, where you are. And then you move forward with trust. But that's all your nervous system, the emotions. If your nervous system isn't accepting where you are, and it's stuck with these emotions of guilt and shame that you need to use your breath to let go of, right? When you're stuck in these emotions and you're not leaning into radical acceptance for life on life's terms, where you are, the mistakes that you've made, what's been done to you, you're never going to regulate.
Yeah, it's absolutely wild. But I like to take notes so I don't forget because I get so excited and I don't want to interrupt. So, but with the like quote unquote wrong emotions, that's huge. I remember I was being in a breath work one time, and I think it might have even been geared toward money. So when like my for example, when the relationship that I have with my stepmom came up, I was like, I'm not ready to deal with this. And then I realized, oh, you want me to deal with this so that I can get it out of my body and release it. So yeah, absolutely huge acceptance to allow it to come through and not go like, no, I should have dealt with that already. Like, well, you haven't. It's still hanging out in your body somewhere. So allowing for you to bring it up and actually like let it flow, that's huge. And the body will remember for you. Like
Oh,
if
big
you
time.
don't remember, the body's so kind. It's like, hi, I'm holding on to this for you. I know it was 38 years ago, but I've got this little story for you.
I would say honestly, 9.9 out of 10 of my calls with my clients in the very beginning, when they're getting used to this nervous system regulation, really healing the core trauma, the core emotions stuck in their subconscious mind, keeping them in a dysregulated state. I would say most all of the calls in the beginning, my clients are like, I didn't want to talk about this today. And I'm like, but that's what your subconscious mind and your nervous system are asking to let go of. Maybe clients will come on and they want to talk about making more money, their relationship, et cetera, et cetera. And then we're talking about something that happened in first grade, right? And they're like, why am I talking about this? I don't want to talk about this. I'm like, no, but that's what your subconscious mind and that's what your nervous system is attached to. It's all connected. It's all connected. And we can't be in this toxic relationship and then winning in something else, because that's putting you in fight or flight and it all bleeds together. One of the
It's so
big
huge,
things you
yeah.
have to realize if you are regulating your nervous system and learning to be safe is it's really uncomfortable. It's re when I went from, when I first started really downregulating my nervous system, doing all this work, I had to train myself to be okay in the stillness. And that was really, really, that's the hardest part. When you're like calming yourself down, someone reaches out and your instinct is to lash out at them because you're in fear, you're in fight or flight. And you're like, you know what? I'm able to take the power of the pause. I'm able to take a deep breath, let it all the way in, let it all the way out, and play the tape forward. I have this I want to get accomplished by the end of the day. If I leak my energy on this, I'm going to be completely dysregulated and it's going to bleed into everything else and I'm not going to reach my goals. That's what's holding you back is your nervous system.
That's so huge. I know the struggle of you said something about like starting into when you first got started, and it is because for me it was like my brain was like, let's do anything else. Let's go do the laundry. You know what? Today's a good day for lunch. Please, I don't like laundry. But all And like now I'm motivated to do laundry rather than do this thing that might help me, because as weird as it is, this is quote unquote normal. So we are so uncomfortable, but our body's like, but we're safe here because this is what we know. And so to get out of that, it's such a fight in the beginning, and you have to just keep showing up. I mean, there's even sometimes now when I'm like, you know what? I missed yesterday, so I might as well not even start today. And then like last night, I was like, you know what? It's 9. I've still got time. I went out and did it under the full moon because it's like, yeah, you have to actively be like, I'm committed to this. I'm doing this. And you said something really, really huge about like the toxic relationship that we have with ourselves. Like, how can we expect our body or any part of us to work right when we're like, you're so stupid, you're so dumb? Like, I wouldn't. We wouldn't let somebody do that to our friend. You know what I mean? So it's like, that was the way that you put it. That was really huge. I was like, oh, that's a really good way to look at that. You know, like.
It's all just about meeting ourselves where we are right now, not making it wrong, not making our emotions wrong, not making our reactions wrong, not making our thoughts wrong, and just moving forward. Moving forward. How are we going to move forward? Taking that deep breath, regulating, and allowing ourselves to come to homeostasis. Your nervous system wants to heal. Your subconscious mind wants to heal. Everything coming up is coming up for a reason because you're ready to let go of it. You just have to believe in yourself.
Absolutely. And allowing that, I love like allowing, like you said, your people are like, I wasn't prepared to talk about this today. But inside your cells are like screaming out because they're holding on to this. So allowing and letting it be like, and it might be, like you said, it might be something that happened in kindergarten. It might be something somebody took your crayons. That's your whole world when you're in kindergarten. So now your whole life is like somebody can just come along and take things from you at any moment. So it might be like it might feel like it's that small, or we didn't realize we want to talk about it, but our body's been carrying it for so long. So
And when you're getting into this routine of learning to regulate, doing all this stuff, there's some times when you're gonna want to throw up. I've led clients through sessions where we're doing all this stuff and they feel sick, they feel not nauseous. A lot of the difference of therapy and this somatic healing, you're able to move through the emotions without reliving it. Therapy can re everything that's coming up, you feel it all again through this nervous system regulation, through using the power of inhaling and exhaling slower. That's really all you're doing. You can do it a ton of different ways. You can pulse your breath. You can do pranayama breathing, you can whatever the case is, box breath. It's about letting go of the emotions from the past and releasing them. But I wanted to allow you to share about your regulate to receive. You have a new program coming up, right?
so I have, I do, thank you. So really quickly, I just want to say, yeah, not putting guilt on, like not like letting them come up without guilt. I should be over this. I should be done with this. I should, like, you're not, your body's holding it. So letting it come up, that's a big thing I like to talk about, is like letting it come up without guilt, without judgment. Hey, I see you, emotion, and then letting it go. So that's huge. Thank you. So I have a group program where we meet once a week on Wednesdays. We do a live, and then I'm using Teachable. So everything is uploaded to or downloaded to Teachable afterwards. So there's about 20 breath works. Like if someone were to join today, there's like 20 breath works already saved in the library. And then we meet once a week on Wednesdays at 11 Pacific so that you can do it live with the group. And that one I have, that one's 188 a month. And then I do have the new program, which is called Hopeful. And it feels like everything that we've talked about here, it's when you're coming from a space of like hopelessness, you feel like you don't want to do anything. Everything feels impossible. You can't even sometimes, you don't even want to take that first step because you're stuck in overwhelm. But it's like when you can change that and you can have hope, it's like from personal experience, I know that there have been times during this move, like there's been $0 in the bank, but I have hope. So I know that it's like, I know it's gonna get, I know there's things coming in. I know, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, you can look at the world in a different way and you can actually take action and move forward with that hopeful energy versus the hopelessness. So, and that was what my customers kept coming back to me. My clients kept coming back to me saying, like, I didn't even have hope, or I haven't had hope for years, or I had lost it, or I didn't even know I could want for something better than this life because we think it's so normal, you know, to stay in this box. So that, because of that, I was like, that's like the common theme keeps being like hope, hope, hope. And once people have hope, it's like everything else opens up. So I have a 3-week container and it's called Hopeful. And we meet 3 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, just a 1 hour session. We'll do two of the short breath works. So two of the integratives with the different breaths and then one meditative. So it's two shorts, one long one, 3 week course. And then you get lifetime access to that as well. That one's $210. I wanted to make it really easy for people to be able to get in, and then there's like multiple payment plans available just because, like you said, it's like it's so normal. People are walking around and we don't even realize that this uncomfortableness that we have is so, you know, is trained back to the nervous system. So I just wanted to be able to make this so that it could get into everybody's hands and everybody's body so they could feel some hope. So thank you for letting me share that.
Of course. And it's really important too. Anyone listening to this podcast, if you're following this for the first time, you're welcome to follow me. I'm at Colleen Falto on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok. I share a lot about your hormones, how your cortisol levels tie into all of it, how it's a dopamine hit. The breath work that we do to regulate our nervous system, it's a dopamine hit. The same thing as eating food, that's a dopamine hit. Using a substance, being someone in recovery, I'm super passionate about that. when I someone just joined my one-to-one container. When was that? That was last week, I believe. And she's 21, and I gave her so much respect. When I was 21, I was emotions were coming up. I didn't want to feel them. I was drinking them to numb. And she's 21 in college, working a part-time job and investing in this. She's seeing my nervous system's not right, you know? So it's about the dopamine hit that we're taking, rewiring our brain, our neural pathways to go from that self-soothing dopamine hit from our dysregulated nervous system of the food, of the alcohol, of the scrolling on TikTok all night, the drama in relationships, to our breath work. But you will crave it. As Brandy and I both, know and can attest from our own journey, working with someone that's been through this is going to get you insanely different results. Just understanding how your brain works and understanding how your brain wants to hold on to this emotion, like I said earlier, it bears repeating, your nervous system will always choose an uncomfortable hell over a comfortable heaven every single time. So if
Yeah.
you want to follow me on any of the platforms, I have a collective that's a monthly membership. It's super affordable, a ton of breath works, a ton of trainings to really understand why you're stuck in these self-sabotaging patterns that you're stuck in and how to release yourself from. I'm also doing a dopamine detox, a 6-week course. We start Monday. Today's the 18th of September. We start Monday the 23rd. So feel free to follow me. You can book a free 45-minute call on any of the platforms. You can just learn more about all this stuff and why you're not getting the results you want and how easy it is to shift to those results with these tools in mind. Brandy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm so thankful to be here and to be able to share this. I love being able to have this conversation. Also, I really enjoy being able to be here with you having this conversation because you've also been through it and found the things in the nervous system. So to be able to have this conversation was really, really cool. I thank you for this.
Of course, of course. All right, everyone. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, whatever time you're listening to this. I hope you learned a lot, and it's just one breath at a time. It really is the power to rewire your neural pathways, regulate yourself, and just give yourself the love that you've been giving everyone else. And you got to start giving it to yourself. Self-compassion, baby. All right, I will catch you all on the next episode. Brandy, thank you again so much. It was such a pleasure.